And we begin with a check-in with small businesses around Arizona, many of whom are still waiting for federal aid.
The first round of loans from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses have been issued, but the nearly $350 billion distributed in the first round quickly ran out, so Congress approved another $321 billion to be distributed starting today.
The first round of loans was plagued with technical issues and criticism that larger businesses like restaurant chains and construction companies were prioritized over small or local businesses. And Kimber Lanning with Local First Arizona says large banks will often work with larger businesses on more substantial loans because they're more profitable.
So what happened when the PPP became available and those banks decided to only work with businesses that had existing loans, it automatically skewed to the larger businesses that would even qualify for loans of that size.
George Ann Bryant runs Francis Boutique in Phoenix and is still waiting for her loan. She says while she's fortunate enough to have some reserves, this time of year is usually when she prepares for the much slower valley summers.
Right now, March, April, and May are a big gift-giving season and also set us up for our summers here in Phoenix. So to miss out on that, that's where the loan is really going to come in.
Bryant says it's devastating to her that some big businesses got the majority of the first round of funding, but she sees small businesses as the core of the community, and she says this isn't the first economic crisis she's seen since her boutique opened 14 years ago.
I remember in 2008 with the downturn, you know, people were really making an effort to shop local and shop with us because they wanted us to be here in the end, and that's the same exact thing that's happening now. And I'm hopeful that that's happening with all my other small business friends.
Aaron Westgate owns Songbird Coffee and Tea House in downtown Phoenix and also has not received her PPP loan at this point. She says the process has been confusing even to apply through her bank.
But then their confirmation email saying that they received the application said, "We got it. Don't contact any of our bankers because they can't tell you anything." So it was then just kind of sitting around. And then probably about a week ago, I was told that I was at stage two, which meant that they were actually looking at my paperwork. So all this time passed and the funds were depleted before they were even looking at it.
Westgate also recognizes the looming summer is a concern, but she's grateful for loyal regulars, she says, are the only thing keeping her business afloat right now. And she says more than anything, this time has been really emotional for her.
It's just nonstop trying to find grants, try to find funding, trying to find out as much about the PPP loan, trying to decide how many times we should apply and with what different banks or credit unions. It's just, we're in the dark.
So with the second round of funding for small businesses is seen by many as a positive step, there are still fears that it won't be enough to help small businesses. The community development group Chicanos por la Causa is trying to help small business owners get access to loans during this time. And here to tell us more about that endeavor is David Adame, president and CEO of Chicanos por la Causa. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what have you heard from small business owners so far in the community? What are their major concerns?
You know, it's very sad. You hear the stories of these families, because I look at these small businesses as families, and they're struggling to make ends meet. And they need help. Their businesses are dying. They're worried whether they're going to be able to come back after this crisis.
So how devastating in particular, I know you work with the Latino, the Hispanic community here, and there are a lot of small family-owned businesses like that. How do they think they can get through this, and what specifically are you hearing from that community?
Well, we serve all communities, just to make sure that's clear. But it's the same for everybody. These small businesses need the support to get past this crisis. They need to pay for their staff. They need to pay bills. And they need these PPP loan to get past this crisis.
What are some of the issues they have had in trying to access that money?
Well, there's been many reports that, just like the previous customers you saw, mm-hmm. they just can't get access. And so what Chicanos por la Causa is doing is, because we're a U.S. Treasury financial institution, SBA certified as well, so we're qualified to make these loans. The challenge we have is we're not a depository bank. We have to go out and raise capital. And so that's where we're struggling. We'll provide another avenue for small businesses to try to get one of these loans.
Have you been able to make that happen at this point?
Well, we were able to raise a little bit of capital. One of the options we tried was to get money from the Maricopa County IDA.
Real quickly, I have about a minute left for you. Then tell us just long term, what are some of the concerns you have for this in pandemic on the local business community here? If you say that so many will likely not be able to come back from this, especially if they can't access these kinds of loans and you can't help them the way you want to, what do you think the outcome might be? How do you think this might look in several months or a year?
Well, it's going to be terrible for our economy. The unemployment is going to be so high. And we're going to have to support these folks some way or another. So it's important that we get folks like the county IDA to use some of their funds. We asked them for a loan, not a grant, to allow us to make loans that are going to be SBA guaranteed so we can help these businesses. We can't let them die. Small businesses hire more people than big corporations in total. We need to get this help to them. And we need everybody to participate in this. You know, Chicanos por la Causa has been around for 51 years. You know, my background is I'm a banker. I know how to do this. And again, we help the entire community and we need all the help we can get to help these small businesses. The no from the IDA was not a no against Chicanos por la Causa. It was a no to small businesses who need other options to try to get these loans.
All right. That is David Adame, the president and CEO of Chicanos por la Causa. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.